District 30 includes the residential areas adjacent to much of the south and western sides of Far North Bicentennial Park. It stretches westward from the park to Lake Otis Parkway and the new Seward Highway and roughly to O'Malley Road in the south. For 8 years, Representative Kevin Meyer kept the district under the Republican banner. Now a pair of Republicans, Sharice Millett and Bruce Webb, are battling to be the party standard bearer in November. A lifelong Alaskan, Millett attended public school in Anchorage, worked 25 years in the airline industry, served on the Abbott Loop Community Council, and spent 3 years working in Juneau. In the capital, she worked for two different legislators, Vic Coring and John Harris, as well as the Department of Administration. She says her association with a locally based airline gave her knowledge that would serve her well in the legislature.
I had the opportunity to travel around the states and visit many different diverse places in Alaska and understand some of the issues that are happening in rural Alaska and also you might experience in urban Alaska.
Millett says education ranks high among her concerns, especially when it comes to giving equal attention to both college-bound and vocational trade-inclined students. Millett describes herself as a conservative. She says when Kevin Meyer decided to seek a state Senate seat rather than run again for the House, she wanted to make certain conservative views continued to represent District 30, especially on economic issues.
We need to provide some fiscal stability to companies that want to do some resource development in our state. And namely, we're going to have to come to terms with our tax on gas.
Her next highest priority?
We're going to have to figure out an energy policy for the whole state, not just urban, but also for rural Alaska.
Millett says she probably would not have voted for AGEA in the last special session.
I am definitely a free market person, and I believe that, you know, inducing someone by $500 million, you don't know if we're going to get the best deal for that $500 million.
As a legislator, Millett would have voted for the $1,200 energy checks also approved in the last session, although she thinks a needs-based program would be more appropriate. Bruce Webb is also seeking the House District 30 Republican nomination. Webb points to his knowledge of the oil and gas industry. The candidate first worked on North Slope exploration rigs, followed by 20 years with the State Division of Oil and Gas's Lease Administration. In 2005, he became an independent consultant before joining Aurora Gas. On KAKM, KSKA's running program, Webb said South Central Alaska suffers from a basic misconception.
There's no shortage of natural gas in the Cook Inlet. There's a shortage of exploration in the Cook Inlet.
The problem lies with resource control.
Shortage of exploration is due to the market being controlled by a very few number of producers that are granted long-term 100% capacities contracts by the RCA.
RCA is the Regulatory Commission of Alaska. Webb says right now if a new company drilled a well in Cook Inlet, it would have nowhere to sell its gas. That's why they don't come, he concludes. Webb says his expertise in the legislature could be vital to fostering exploration. Webb, too, is a lifelong Alaskan whose childhood homes include a long-vanished log cabin in Midtown Anchorage. He says his Alaskan experiences shape other campaign concerns.
Some of the things that I'd like to see brought back would be the homestead program. I think every Alaskan deserves to own a piece of Alaska. Continue the development of our trails while respecting the rights of the non-motorized users. The student loan program, there should be incentives, perhaps an interest rate reduction based on your residency.
If a loan recipient stays and works in Alaska after graduation, the interest rate or a portion of the principal would be reduced. Webb would also like to correct the current complicated state retirement system, which he compares to the one he started under. The winner of the August 26th District 30 primary race between Sharice Millett and Bruce Webb will face Democrat Linda Zog in the November general election. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.